All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to your Tuesday edition of Rob Pratt on the Radio. Of course, FM 100.1 AM 1020 KDK. And again, radio.com app or tell your smart speaker to play KDK. Always an honor to talk to anyone from the Marcellus Shale Coalition, but he is now the president. He's David Callahan, and he is on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Thank you, Rob. It's great to be with you and great to be with your listeners. How are you?
I am wonderful, but I'm glad you're here because inquiry minds want to know, sir, and a lot of the folks in my radio audience have been asking the exact same question I'm going to ask you. With the Keystone Pipeline being shut down by President Joe Biden, should we in this area be concerned about the biggest construction project in America, Royal Dutch Shell, and that incredible cracker plant on the shores of the Ohio River in the town that I call home, Monaca, Pennsylvania?
Thank you very much. I don't know if we should be concerned about that particular project, but we should be very concerned with infrastructure projects. Projects where, the Biden administration controls permits. You know, they ripped 10,000 jobs away, good paying jobs, jobs that would have gone to, you know, the construction trade unions as well. We should be very concerned with this, with the fact that they're trying to manipulate and pick winners in the energy debate. You know, in addition, one of the other executive orders that I would include in what I call is executive order blitz, you know, could upend our energy security by putting a moratorium on federal leasing for oil and gas production on federal lands. It could affect the global environment as well, because the production from other nations will largely fill the gap. And those, and that production from other nations, it's not subject to the world-class regulations that we're subject to here in this country as well.
You know, one of the things that I noticed with the bulls and bears on Wall Street, David, was that the energy stocks did rather well in recent days. And when I think of the energy stocks such as oil, I think of the future of natural gas, which will be our future. But the thing that we have going for us, unlike oil, we are the ones that own the treasure in this country, that people will be wanting it in big demand and will be exporting it from this country. Even though right now the price may be low, as they say in the stock world, buy low, sell high, the best is yet to come. Bottom line is, when it comes to the shale industry, we can't take our foot off the pedal right now. Is that a fair statement?
Certainly so. We have many, many economic benefits associated with shale gas development. I mean, it's affordable, abundant, but let's not forget it's clean. We can't forget all the environmental benefits that are coming from shale gas development. You know, for example, you could take a look at the power sector in Pennsylvania, where carbon dioxide emissions have been reduced by nearly 40%. Since 2005. Other big pollutants, including sulfur oxide, nitrogen oxide, have been reduced by 93% and 81% as well. We have an economic story to tell, but we also have an environmental story to tell. You mentioned LNG. LNG and LNG exports can help serve countries all around the world and help alleviate what's known as energy poverty. LNG can help clean the air in the world and provide for economic development as well.
You know, when I see a story such as Amazon purchasing hundreds of trucks, Class 6A and 8A vehicles that are going to be powered by compressed natural gas, I think that's another indication. Even people like Waste Management are operating their vehicles with compressed natural gas. People need to understand this is the wave of the future, and we are right here in the precipice where it all started and where I believe it will soon be a juggernaut as far as the true global economy, and it will benefit other parts of the world because of the price and the ability to burn this clean gas, as you called it, sir.
Yeah, I agree with your enthusiasm. I saw that announcement myself, and I cheered it. I mean, the LNG serves a great role in over-the-road heavy haul vehicles, and it shows, as you said, that natural gas has a strong future. Again, we're a part of a clean energy future. We're a part of a strong economic future. And again, as you suggest, we're in the heart of it here in Western Pennsylvania in the Appalachian region. We've got great work that still needs to be done. We need infrastructure build out on things like the Mountain Valley Pipeline and other infrastructure to make sure that this gas can get to market.
In closing, David Callahan, President of Marcellus Shale Coalition, and hopefully we'll have him back many times, even maybe get him on when you folks can phone in with a question or two. I think what people need to understand is that this is where we are headed in the country. And to give people an idea when it comes to jobs directly connected and non-directly connected, let me just throw this last thing in, Mr. Callahan. 6,000 union labor jobs right now on site. I have seen what it has done for the economy of the place that I call home, Beaver County, but also the tri-state. People need to understand, because of this industry, thousands of union jobs, carpenters, electricians, plumbers, steam fitters, pipe fitters, heavy equipment operators are all working because of the shale industry. We cannot lose sight of that.
We certainly cannot. And those jobs, they provide just, number one, family-sustaining wages, but the jobs themselves and the workers themselves.
For over a century, One Furniture and Mattress Retailer has delivered the best President's Day sale offers. Plus, get three times the
sports headlines from the Senior Benefit Advisors Sports Desk. The Pens host Washington tonight at 7. Brian Russ was named the NHL's third star.